Ladies and gentlemen, the envelopes, please.
It's not Oscar time, but several awards announced this week have us intrigued. Yesterday, the website YouTube announced its inaugural YouTube Video Awards. The honorees weren't necessarily famous, though 13 million people watched the winner for the most creative video.
And it is the music video from the band OK Go. It's called Here It Goes Again. The Chicago band coyly choreographed this video while dancing on treadmills.
The YouTube award categories ranged from most inspirational, hugs anyone, to best commentary and funniest. There was even a place for most adorable, a little round kiwi bird.
Aww.
Yeah. The animated short done as a master thesis project at the School of Visual Arts in New York. Even the music is aww.
YouTube is not the only award giver from yesterday. The Grammy Foundation announced grants worth $650,000. They're going to 18 arts recipients across the U.S. and in Canada. Some grants went to preservation projects like UCLA's Film and Television Archive. It got a grant to restore short films from the 1940s. These are films called Soundies.
Soundies are the predecessor to what we would call a music video. They are a short 3-minute movie that were placed in specialized jukeboxes.
That's Rob Stone of the UCLA Film and Television Archive. He says the grant will allow the archive to revive about 15 of the thousands of shorts they have there. He's pretty sure Cab Calloway's Minnie the Moocher will make the cut.
Folks, here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher.
And if you can't even carry a tune, help might be on the way. Another Grammy Foundation grant went to Isabel Peretz. She directs the Center on Brain, Music, and Sound at the University of Montreal, Quebec. She studies why some kids seem to be tone deaf.
Just to show that everybody can sing except for a minority. And what we'd like to understand is what are the origins of that, of those difficulties, of course.
Peretz will compare untrained voices like hers singing the Quebec version of Happy Birthday.
Chant du pays, c'est à ton tour de te laisser parler d'amour.
To the voices of professional musicians from the University School of Music. She did a similar study on adults a few years ago and found that only about 10% of her sample was actually tone deaf.
Sadly, she says, there is not much hope for the tone deaf adults to ever learn to carry a note.
I think it's too late. So that the reason we like to turn to children, to see how much improvement we can get by training them.
Singing, she says, is a skill just like learning a foreign language. It's a muscle that's got to be flexed routinely.